Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Oh boy, it's time to assume the vertical and balance your workouts. And you know, the only person who can help us with this, come on, seriously, is Liz Cora. Now, I'm Dr. Pamela Peek, and Liz just so happens to be my favorite trainer over at Equinox Health Club, where we do our thing together. We do spin, we do bar, we do everything else. And we're going to do something really special this weekend. So before we balance our workout, what are we doing this weekend?
We are supporting Maria Shriver's Move for Minds fundraiser at our DC club. So exciting. Everybody's coming down. We're going to raise money for Alzheimer's research for an amazing cause. We're going to work out. We're going to sweat. It's going to be really great. Everyone is welcome. Come be my guest. I'll be there. Dr. Peek will be there, and it's just going to be an amazing, amazing day. That's this
Saturday.
Well,
now you're going to be doing what? Are you doing the yoga or are you doing the cut? Which
I'm
class?
I'm teaching the cut.
Oh, no. Lord, help us all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's all I can say. I'm going to have to just start resting right now just to be able to get it done on Saturday. I know. But everyone, look up this fabulous campaign. And what I want you to do is to get on out to an Equinox club nationally. They're in L.A. and they're in Chicago. They're in New York. And they're going to be carrying on this fundraiser in the afternoon. I will be an expert in the D.C. one, in the Washington, D.C. one. And Liz is one of the top dog professional experts in her class, The Cut. And there'll also be yoga, and we'll be talking it up and hanging out and talking about all things mental health and mental well-being. So it'll be fantastic. Rock on. All right.
And
now,
just to clarify, it's at our Equinox, I'm so sorry, Dr. Peek, it's at our Equinox Sports Club location.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
There you go. And that's right next to the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C. All right, so let's get into what is with balance. You know, Liz, I watch everyone, you know, as they do their strength training, their endurance, and their stretching. I don't watch a whole lot of people doing balance. What's that about?
Well, I wanted to tell a very quick story today. So once upon a time, I was getting ready for vacation, and I was working out 5 and 6 days a week and stressful and cardio and, you know, jumping up and down and, oh my gosh, every day, hardest workout I can do with very little to no recovery. So my goal was to lose 5 pounds. And I was, like I said, 6 weeks. Oh my gosh, I have all this working out to do to look great in my bathing suit. Get to vacation, never happened. Ended up gaining 2 to 3 pounds. I go on vacation, a couple days later, 5 days later, I come home. I lost 5 pounds. I always tell that story because it's so important to know that when you work out and you're working out 5 and 6 days a week and you think you have to work out as hard as you can every single day, that your body reacts and that your insulin and your cortisol levels shoot through the roof. So what happened on that whole scenario on that vacation is I was working out so hard and I was putting out so much stress on my body and I was asking so much of my body that it was holding on to everything. It was conserving, and my insulin and cortisol levels were through the roof. And then I went on vacation, and I was relaxed, and I was calm, and I was doing some yoga on the beach, and maybe I would go for a run. And I came back, and my body let go, and my body relaxed. So I say that story, and I tell that story often to a lot of my clients because balance in regeneration is something that we overlook so much in our fitness routines, and it's so important. Recovery, regeneration, sleep. We want to be long and lengthened. We want to be peaceful. We want to be strong, and creating a balanced routine will help us achieve all of that.
Awesome. So really, you know, it's all about balance. And when you really think about it, number one, you can look at balance a lot of different ways. So for instance, a lot of people do only endurance. A lot of people only do strength training. A lot of people just don't stretch at all. When it comes to actually doing balance exercises, speaking of balance, I don't see a whole lot of people standing on that BOSU ball, you know, trying to do their little balance thing or whatever. And so balance, you know, we're talking about two parallel universes. One is being able to balance this with rest and appropriate recovery, which a lot of people don't do, and then they burn out, and they actually suffer the way you did. Huge. And the other one is in your own actual workout, when you do your thing throughout the week. Liz, speak to how you balance all of these factors, which are really important, which literally means learning how to balance, learning how to be able to, do the appropriate amount of strength training and endurance and flexibility. How does someone kind of fit all that together?
Well, it's finding a program that works for you that trains all three systems in your body. You want to be strong, you want to have aerobic endurance, and you want to have anaerobic endurance. So, for example, if I were Susie Jane who came to Equinox, and I would do maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday would be my cardio days. And maybe Tuesday and Thursday, I would do a strength training with a trainer or take a class or hit the floor. And then I would try to throw in somewhere in the week some yoga, some bar, a stretching class, a regeneration. It's really training the body to be able to move in all planes of motion and to be very diverse. So for cycling 5 days a week, or cycling 7 days a week, or we're doing the high intensity classes 7 days a week, and we're not taking the time to go to the yoga classes or take a minute and foam roll on the floor, then we're creating a disservice for our body, because our body is designed.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Thank you.
What I really like is there are certain classes that do it all. Right. So over at Equinox, for instance, when I take your bar class, which, oh my gosh, you know, is the absolute Mac Daddy, I find myself doing strength, endurance, maybe not so much, you know, I find balance, flexibility, strength. Oh my gosh, I'm getting them all, because that's what you have to do when you're standing on one leg. Yoga does the same thing in many respects, and depending upon the kind of yoga, you know, like Ashtanga is very different than, you know, a restorative, right? So you're right. You know, you got to try things out. You have to kind of ask yourself, you know, what really fits for me? I have a strong ballet background. So, you know, a bar class like yours, I mean, totally resonates with me, but may freak someone else out. But what can I say? You just have to really put it out there and make certain to individualize for your own unique needs, right?
Absolutely. And I just want to say, before we're out of time, that right now I'm sitting in our 63rd Street Club in New York City, and I just finished training for bar. So I have so much goodness for you next week. I'm so excited. And I also want to say that bar, I know, I'm so excited to give it. But bar is such an amazing, amazing class that is overlooked. And it's for everybody. It's not just for women. It's not just for a certain body type or a certain demographic. It's creating length, and it's creating you to be strong on the inside. Strong from the inside.
I want everyone out there to run on over to Liz Cora's website, which is LIZCORAH.com, because she rocks it. Thanks, Liz, for helping us work it out, balancing your workouts. Well, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I'm here to tell you that you better like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if y'all have a little question for us out there, you know, shoot it on over to askher@radiomd.com, because we're all waiting for it. Whatever you do, stay well.